This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And as always, Focus is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And in the studio for the very first time, we have the folks from Hooper's Garden Center. It is Phil Aitken. He's the new owner, along with Michael Connolly, the general manager of Hooper's. And everyone says Michael is the face of Hooper's. And let's start with you, Michael. You got a great face for gardening, it looks like.
Evidently, yes.
Tell us
Although
about
I'd rather have people remember the flowers than my face.
Well, I think I've seen you many times at Hooper's, but tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, you know, I've been at Hooper's for over 32, 33 seasons now. You kind of lose track after a while. Got four amazing children that are all out of the nest now and on their own lives. And obviously, I'm a huge gardening aficionado and love that passion, but also love cooking and enjoying the great Montana outdoors.
Just like everyone else around here, you got to get into the outdoors.
That's why we're here.
And the owner, Phil Aitken, tell us about yourself, Phil.
Well, I'm originally from Northern California, Sacramento. I met my wife in San Diego, and she's originally from Shelby. So that's how I got introduced to Montana.
Wow.
About 6 years ago, we ended up buying a house up here in the Flathead Valley. And since then, I've been looking for the right opportunity to come and find a business and stake my claim and stay in the Valley full time.
Well, welcome to Montana.
Thank you.
I'm in East Side Montana too. I'm a Far East Montana. I'm 520 miles from here. But what did you think of going to Middle Montana? Did you say Cutbank or Shelby?
Shelby.
Shelby. What did you think of your first time in Shelby, Montana?
It was flat and windy.
And it still is, right?
It still is.
That's oil country, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, oil business.
The High Line.
Yeah, the High Line, for sure. Well, we're going to be talking about Hooper's. There's been a lot of changes in the last, how long, year or so, year and a half?
I am 5 months into my ownership.
Five months in.
I still consider myself the assistant owner because the people who sold it to me, Bob and Sherry Hooper, are still there, and I still listen to them. So.
Well, it sounds like you got a great guy right here next to you to show you all the ropes.
Exactly. I'm very fortunate.
Well, with the new ownership, tell us about some of the changes going on. Either one of you can take this.
I would think that there's several ideas, but I believe that the business is so strong and has such a history that I'm just kind of sitting back and learning and trying not to get in the way right now.
Okay, and this one I'm going to throw right at you, Michael. What do you do to get ready for springtime at Hooper's? I mean, there's got to be a plethora, a list.
Oh, we have a lot of employees, and we've got a great family is what we call it with that. And so many of them have been with us for so many years. It's wonderful. You know, getting ready for it, it's a year-long process. You know, in the middle of the summer, you may not know it, but the geraniums that you're buying right now start as mother plants in the summer. They're grown all year. It goes transitioning into cuttings in the fall and winter. So there's always something going on for the preparation. It's not just, oh, it's January, let's get started. It's quite a long process, but it's a blast, and Hooper's does things the old-fashioned way. We grow our annuals, probably 80 to 90% of them we grow on-site all by ourselves.
And wow.
There's not too many greenhouses or garden centers that can say that anymore.
I've been going there for years, and now I know a little bit more already. You know, we know Bob and Sherry. Everybody knew Bob and Sherry out there. Now, they handed the things over to you. You are the new owner, correct?
Correct.
First thing you did when you got into the business, you started getting your hands in. I don't want to say getting them dirty, the gardening connotation there. But what's the first thing you did and thought of?
You know, the first thing I did was I wanted to get my hands dirty. I wanted to make sure that I touched everything, that I did everything at least once. And I'm still in the process of doing that because, as Michael alluded to, there's a lot that I have not done yet because I've only started in January. And
yeah.
So I have not seen the summer cultivation. I have not seen the cutting. But I have enjoyed immensely the things that I've learned from all the people who've been there for several years. And I'm very fortunate the fact that these people are staying on and they're helping me transition from what Bob and Sherry have created to allow me to try to keep the things that they've done so well going forward.
Tell me what some of those things are. I mean, we all know, but we have so many new people in the Flathead Valley that might want to hear this. What are some of the things that you can allude to that you can bring up right now?
As Michael can speak more to, I've just been told these things, but the way they cold grow their flowers and the way that they cultivate everything here that can handle the frost. I know the big shops or the big box stores tend to buy their stuff grown out of state, put them in the ground, and after the first frost, they're dead. And Hooper's, from what I've been told and what I've seen, they like to harden and cold grow their crops, and so that allows them to be native plants in the sense that they can handle the couple of frosts that happen when you put your stuff in the ground the first parts of spring.
Term I've never heard, Michael. You could tell me what it is. What does cold grow mean? Cold grow the flowers.
Cold grow means in a greenhouse environment, there's two methods you can grow with. One is a warm greenhouse, which is what a commercial grower is going to do because their job is to grow flowers as fast as they can and turn those plants as fast as possible. Well, what that entails is then you get a plant that's beautiful on the top, but it doesn't have a great root system with it. So cold growing, which is the Hooper's way of growing, which is very old-fashioned, isn't about necessarily turning them fast enough. It's about growing them in a cooler environment so that the root system develops instead of the top developing.
Wow.
So that's especially important in Montana with our cold nights, because even now we're having this beautiful weather, but the nights are still dropping down to 42 degrees. Well, the plant's got to be able to take that. And a warm-grown plant struggles with that, where a cold-grown plant thrives in it. It's ready to go, and it explodes, and, you know, that's what makes our plant special.
That's good to know. Jeez, we'll have more on this coming up in just a few. We're going to get into it some more in our second half with our interview with the folks at Hooper's Garden Center. Phil Aitken, he's the new owner, and Michael Conley, the general manager. Be right back in just a few with the second half of Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grims Pediatric Dentistry.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we're back on Focus on the Flathead. We are talking to Phil Aitken. He's the new owner of Hooper's Garden Center, and Michael Conley, general manager at Hooper's Garden Center. And Michael knows a lot. I could just tell by talking to you for a few minutes. You've been around a while, known as the face of Hooper's for 32 years. And let's talk about history. Everybody knows the team that started the whole thing. It's Bob and Sherry. How long were they there in business?
Hooper's, this is our 49th year.
So they started
in 1974 was their first season.
Wow. Yep. What was it like when it first started? Do you have any idea?
It was this one single, just like a little hut. It was a little glass greenhouse. It was almost like a roadside stand that they started with. You could barely have two people in the room for the potting area. So it's come a long way.
Man, I guess. Describe it for us now, because you have several greenhouses out there.
Well, we've got a huge retail facility that we sell the flowers out of and everything like that. We've got one of the largest garden centers in the Northwest. But behind the scenes that don't people with, we've got over 15 greenhouses that we're dealing with. I'm not really good on the square footages of it, but the whole complex is a little over 15 acres.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the largest tree and shrub retail sales area in the state. So we try to offer everything that we can and make it with great options, lots of availability and choices for the customers.
Let's talk about now, Phil, are you a gardener? Yeah, did you mention that you love gardening?
I love gardening, and I was actually just recently apprised of the fact that gardening is the largest hobby in the world.
What made you think I could do this?
So I saw my mom do a lot of gardening, and it looked pretty easy. And so I figured that's something I could handle. Well, when I bought this, I realized that what goes into running a garden center is a lot of hard work. And so that wasn't on the sales brochure, but I'm happy to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty. And I'm actually enjoying myself in the back of production with Bob, following around, shadowing Bob Hooper, who's kind of explaining and teaching me the ways that he learned it, you know, all those years ago.
They have such a legacy of gardening and customer service. Hooper's so much part of this. How do you keep that going in the future?
You know, luckily, I think I've been accepted into the family. Sherry said, well, you're like my next son. And I don't know how many sons she has. I know she has two sons biologically, but I think everybody on that property is some sort of family relation to her, at least mentally to her. And that's the way she's treated everybody. And luckily, I think the majority of them have allowed me to enter into the family, which is something I count my blessings.
Would you guys say that you're going to be doing upgrades, things like getting into the present and the future, social media, that kind of thing?
There are a couple things that we want to do. I figured it's best to do one thing per season. And so the first thing we did is we just installed a point of sale system that's allowing us to create an inventory and to and hopefully allow the checkout times to be from, I've heard that they've gone upwards of 45 minutes at some time. We're trying to get that down to 15 minutes or less.
15 minutes or less?
We're trying.
Wow, that's impressive. And seminars, those are very valuable to people.
Yeah, we plan to have those back up, I'm thinking in the fall, but as Michael's quarterbacking everything, from the retail side, he's going to be the one who's in charge of scheduling and understanding what the curriculum is going to be as well.
All right. So what are some of the seminars coming up?
Well, it's going to be relaunched in the fall. You know, we used to have a huge seminar following, and COVID, of course, ruined that with some other things. But, you know, the fall thing is mainly about fall planting, and then it segues into winter prep and planning for the next season, and then we'll proceed into the spring season with things. And we cover everything, fruit tree growing, perennials, berries, how to grow hanging baskets, and how to make your own. Wow. We cover all topics.
Now, this has been, again, a mainstay for the Flathead Valley. What do you see yourselves doing in the 5 years with Hoopers?
So one of the things we'd like to achieve is I'd like to figure out how to make Hoopers a year-round facility. Right now, it's more seasonal. A couple of ideas that we've bounced around is we'd like to see the possibility of adding a coffee shop. We were thinking of calling it Bob's Place. The community could come and have coffee and light pastries, nothing with a hood system or a grill or anything like that. And a place where we can get the community to come together and use Hoopers as a place to meet during the winter. Maybe bring back the winter bazaar, sell Christmas trees again, maybe the Christmas store. But these are all things I think we're going to tackle over time, because I realize just understanding the operation is a big undertaking in itself, and I want to make sure I have a good foundation before we start adding on. So hopefully in 5 years, we've got a few other incidental businesses that add to the overall operation of the facility to make it a year-round type of.
This particular spring, what's a big thing going on right now at Hoopers? I know planting is underway.
I think the biggest things going on now is, one, people are super excited. We had a tremendously more challenging traditional winter this year. They're excited, and they're getting out there. So you've got the traditional flowers and everything like that, fruit trees and berries where people are producing their own food. And I think there's been a trend, especially in the younger generations that haven't really been into gardening, finding out, hey, this is actually really fun. And they're getting their hands dirty. Sorry for the pun. But they're not necessarily going out and buying a pre-done basket. They're starting to get involved. If I want to make my own, how do I do this? And it's been really exciting to see that type, those two generations getting involved in it.
Well, this is so cool to hear what's going on, what's happening, that you're going to keep the legacy going. And I want to thank you guys for coming in and being part of the show today and invite you back again, because with all this happening, we got to get updates, right?
Absolutely.
So
sounds great.
You've been hearing the voices today of Phil Aiken. He's the owner of Hoopers, the new owner. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.
And then Michael, he's the mainstay. Everybody knows Michael out there. And Michael, thank you for being here and passing along all your knowledge.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
It's Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll see you next week here on Focus on the Flathead.